舒州，How great the robe of liberation, a formless field of benefaction, wrapping ourselves in the teaching.We free all living beings. How great the robe of liberation, a formless field of benefaction.We free all living beings.
All right. So you can remain seated if you like. Would she be able to help you at all?I mean, just, I don't know if anybody wants to, Yeah. I mean, as long as we're not sticking our hands in the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are going to be. We are going to be doing our Vesak ceremony.And we have a couple kids in the Zendo to liven things up. Let's see. So this is the festival of the Buddha's birth, which Buddhist communities, all different kinds of Buddhism, celebrate every year around this time in the spring. And one of the aspects of this ceremony is that we're going to all be processing around the room.And coming up in front of this altar, which has the little baby Buddha standing in it in a bowl of tea. And we're each going to have a chance to stand in front of that and take a ladle and pour sweet tea over the baby Buddha's head. And for those of you on Zoom, we have a nice camera close-up of it. And we have to think about over the next few years how to...help those of you on Zoom make the ceremony real in your own space. But hopefully just being able to see the Buddha up close will help. We'll start with a song, which I will lead, and just go ahead and join in as you're able. We are going to, has the ceremony been shared on Zoom? Who's our Zoom host?
Not too.
Mark, did you? I think there should be a link to it on the website.
All right, I'll look. I have not been able to find it so far.
Down under the ceremonies, is it not down under under our chants page? If you scroll down to the bottom, because I think we did Vesak just on Zoom during COVID.
We did. You did.
Sabrina's got it. It is in the chat now.
Oh, it's in the chat. Great. All right, because there is the Holy Day of Vesak hymn, which is not in our chant book. The other parts are in our chant book. Then we're going to skip the Litany of the Great Compassionate One that's in your programs and go right to the Universal Gateway of Compassion, at which point those of us in the Zendo, you can...stand up, and we will process around the room. And I'm thinking that everybody just kind of step, if you're in the middle rows, just kind of step to the back. So we've just formed one big kind of circle. And then we start going clockwise. And so I will come up and pour sweet tea over the baby Buddha's head. And then I will turn to you, Ava, and I will bow. And then you can come up and do the same. And then when you're done, you can bow to your mom. And then everybody will just have a chance to go by and make an offering. So we're going to read the story of the Buddha's birth first, so you'll understand why we're pouring tea over his head. And then at the end of that, once you process back to your original spot, just go ahead and stand at your seat, and then there'll be a beautiful offertory at the end, and we'll be done. So I think...
Can we start with bows, do we not?
Yes. And we'll start with bows. And any of you who are here, you know, you can just observe if you like. You can always do a standing bow, or you can do the full bow like I do. And any questions? All right. Any questions on Zoom? And Paulette, you're ready to read actually, we were going to have you read first. So please go ahead and do that, and you can take the camera.
Okay, so this is the story of the Buddha's birth. Queen Maya perceived that the time of delivery was at hand. She lay down on an excellent couch with numerous ladies waiting upon her. On the eighth day of the fourth month, the moment was serene and the atmosphere harmonious. Queen Maya observed a fast and developed her pure qualities, and the Bodhisattva was born from her right side. Saving the world with his great compassion, he did not let his mother suffer. As if he had fallen down from the sky, he did not pass through the portal of birth. Having cultivated virtue for countless eons, he was born fully conscious, without any confusion. Upright and clear of mind, he walked seven steps with dignity. On the bottom of his feet, his level soles were well placed. His brightness was as penetrating as the seven stars. Stepping like a lion, king of the animals, he observed the four directions. With thorough insight into the meaning of the truth, he thus spoke with the fullest assurance. As this birth is a Buddha's birth, it is my last birth. Just in this one birth, I shall save all. At this occasion, two pleasant streams came pouring down from the sky. One was warm and the other cool. They poured down on his head so that he felt physically happy. The gods waited upon him in the sky holding a precious parasol. Acknowledging his majesty, the spirits were full of praise and they urged him to complete the Buddha's path. The dragon kings were filled with joy, thirsting for the most excellent law. They had served the Buddhas of the past, and now they scattered Mandara flowers, offering joyful worship with all their hearts. As the Buddha appeared in the world, the gods of the pure abodes rejoiced. Having done away with the joy of desire, they were pleased with the law, as it would let living beings who flounder in the sea of suffering obtain deliverance. Fine powdered incense of sandalwood and a multitude of precious lotus petals floated in the sky, blowing in the wind. They fell and scattered in profusion. The sun and the moon were as usual, but the Bodhisattva's radiance doubled their light. A multitude of wonderful fine flowers blossomed out of season. The various kinds of fierce beings momentarily had friendly thoughts, and diseases in the world disappeared by themselves, without any cure applied. The birds and animals with their confused cries fell silent, not making a sound. The 10,000 rivers all stopped flowing and muddy waters all became clear. In the sky, there were no clouds and celestial drums sounded all by themselves. All the worldly beings were safe and happy, just as when a country in upheaval suddenly has obtained a wise and able ruler. The Bodhisattva was born to save the world from suffering.
please rise for three full bows?
Typically remain standing, but if for some reason you need to sit down, that is fine. Holy day of Vesa. Buddha, Lord, we offer on thy birthday fair garlands of the brightest blossoms choice and rare. Holy day of Vesa, day of Buddha's birth, when the sun of wisdom shone upon the earth. Incense do we offer on this festive day, for the things we cherish all must pass away. Through this holy symbol we shall learn to see things of priceless value in transiency, and the deep gong sounding bids us leave the self, and in Buddha's teaching find the truest wealth. Lights upon the altar show to us the way from the realms of darkness to Nirvana's day. So then if you step into one big circle, and then we will start the universal gateway of compassion.
Universal gateway of compassion. Bodhisattva infinite thought, ask a question in verse world on earth, wondrous form I inquire again.
From great compassion comes forth the pure Dharma body, unborn, uncreated. We pray that the darkness of our delusions may be illuminated by true compassion. session. On this 17th day of April, we are gathered here to offer sweet tea, flowers, candles, water, and cakes to celebrate the birth of our great master, Shakyamuni Buddha. Out of gratitude, we wish to offer the merits of the Vaisak hymn and the universal gateway of compassion. The wonderful Udumbara flower bloomed upon this day, and the meaning of this festival is found within its blossom. Even as its sweet fragrance fills the whole world, so does Buddhism cover the earth. The birth of Shakyamuni brought the sun of hope to a world of darkness and illuminated the whole universe. He took upon himself the form of a human being, was born with the 32 marks of a Buddha, and for a measurable time pursued works of great compassion. He found and transcended the cause of suffering. All beings, whether saints or laymen, praise this magnificent understanding. His 300 sermons are for us as rain is for the trees and grass. Just as rain causes drooping flowers to flourish, so his words touch our heavy hearts. At this very moment, the rain of the Dharma pours into the lake of kindness. The merit of his life may be likened to the wind, which, as it bends the grass and fans the leaves, blows the good seed of the Dharma to take root in the hearts of people all over the world, even after 2,000 years, and will continue to do so, not only in this world, but also in the next. We, the followers of our great master, Shakyamuni, bow in gratitude to him for his goodness and compassion as we celebrate his birthday. We pray that his halo, which is the light of the Dharma, will illuminate the darkness of the delusions of those beings of this world who have not heard his name. We pray that all beings may be saved and thus prosper for all eternity. We pray that the seed of Buddhahood will bud and blossom into the flower of enlightenment, so that its beauty may fill the universe.
All Buddhas throughout space and time, all honored ones, Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas, found wisdom, Maha Prajna Paramita. Please prepare for three full bows. Zazen.